Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for making us part of your morning today. And you can now catch our show on your schedule in case you missed anything this week on the Coffee Break podcast. You can find us at coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Easier to remember, there's a link at the top of our website. It's kcap.com. Just click on the tab and it shoots you right over there. We're also up on iTunes, on Spotify. We're quite a few places out there. Joining us in here today, we've got Rachel Dober and Colleen Smith. Rachel is with AmeriCorps Vista, serving with Youth Connections, Youth Connections Coalition. And Colleen, well, Colleen's the head honcho. Colleen's the boss. Ladies, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Before we dive in, can you explain, Rachel, just what AmeriCorps Vista is? What is it all about?
So AmeriCorps Vista is a section of the Greater AmeriCorps, which is part of the Corporation for National and Community Service. And it's sort of like the Peace Corps, but domestic. So it's a year-long commitment that you're serving with a nonprofit or agency in a community doing indirect service. So okay. I've been doing a lot of like fundraising, program development, event planning, things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I was reading up a little bit on it. The idea, I guess, came from JFK originally. Mm-hmm. And then back in 65, founded as Volunteers in Service to America, then incorporated into AmeriCorps in it was the early 90s, like 92, 93. So a very cool deal. I guess tell us a little bit about you, I mean, and how you came to be involved with the program.
So I'm originally from Michigan. And
you know, it's probably colder there today.
It so is.
You made out pretty well.
Yep. I think it said it felt like negative 26.
Okay, so we're doing okay with like 2.
Yeah.
We're doing good here.
Yep. So I moved out here in July of 2017 to begin my service year, and then ended up signing on for a second year. So I'm in my second year of service and will be here until July.
Colleen's very excited about that. You got a non-verbal double thumbs up there. So how did you come to be involved with that program, right? I mean, how is this something that you said, you know what, this is what I want to do somewhere. I want to give this a shot.
So I had just graduated from college and thought that I wanted to go into like nonprofit administration type of thing, but felt that before I went and got my master's, I wanted to kind of experience it a little bit and see if it really was something that I wanted to do. And I thought that Vista would kind of get me some of that experience. And it has, definitely.
Okay. So then when you sign up for this, do you get any kind of choice of I'd like to go here and do this, or how does that work?
Yep. So you get to choose which program you want. And so when I was looking for, I was looking more for the type of work that I would be doing as opposed to a place. It actually came down between Helena and Philly.
Oh, wow.
So total opposites. But again, I was kind of looking more for...
Probably colder there today, too. See?
Probably.
Good call there.
So I had been out to Montana once before when I was about 10, and I had liked it, and I was like, this would be fun to do for a little bit. So
yeah, well, and obviously there's a lot of investment, you know, in this, just of energy, of emotional investment, because there's not a lot of monetary gain here, right? I mean, there has to be something. This, what you're doing has to matter to you.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, definitely.
Have you found that? I mean, you said you wanted real world mm-hmm. experience. You wanted mm-hmm. to say, is this really what I want to do? Well, you signed up for a second year, so that's a good indicator, but now yep. you're into that. What's the answer?
It definitely, yeah. I feel like I am making a difference. And I mean, sometimes with indirect service, that can be a little bit harder to see because you're not directly working with people all the time. But I do definitely think that it is making a difference. And I've learned a lot and gained a lot of skills through this experience. So it's definitely am.
And you're working right now with Youth Connections. Colleen, can you explain what that's all about?
Well, Youth Connections is a substance abuse prevention coalition, and we also focus on mental health supports for kids and suicide prevention for kids. So it's very youth-oriented and just trying to give them the skills so that they can be successful. And we know that if they're doing drugs or alcohol or struggling to be mentally well, that they're not at their best. So we try to do prevention at a, not one-on-one. We don't do treatment or anything like that. It's universal prevention. So PSAs and working with kids with both the high schools have a peer performance group. So that's based on the work of John Underwood, and it's focusing on sleep, nutrition, central nervous system recovery, staying active, and being drug and alcohol free so that you can be your best either in academics or athletics or whatever you choose to do.
Is that tough? Like Rachel mentioned, you know, not working directly with an individual and saying, okay, this is where they were and this is where they are. And seeing that progress, is it tough because you are working sort of in a very broad sense?
Yeah.
How hard is that when you're not going home at night going, I see we did this today?
It is hard. And it's especially hard when you're trying to raise funds and also get people on board because you don't have that. It's okay. We look at our data, which is, you know, yearly or every other year with surveys. That's the only way we know if we're making any headway. So yeah, it's difficult in that way.
There's just got to be a lot of, I suppose, belief in self and in mission and what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and we can see that the numbers are going down. So we know what we're doing is right. And the only way to really know is if we totally quit doing it and then they go through the ceiling right. And we don't want that at all.
Right.
So we just keep plugging along.
So we're here today a little bit to talk about the REAL Community Project. And REAL, an acronym, it's Referrals, Education, Action, and Love. Can one of you break that down a little bit? I mean, what is the REAL Community Project?
So the REAL Community Project is it's designed to engage and equip faith leaders to help prevent substance abuse and support those in recovery. And so basically the faith community is one sector that we haven't really started to work with a lot in prevention, and it's a very important sector. And so that's kind of my year this year has been working to engage them. And there's a few different ways that we're going about that, and that is that acronym of Referrals, Education, Action, Love. So the referral piece is the Connect referral system, which is an online referral system in Montana that allows referrals to be made with one online application to multiple different organizations across sectors. And so kind of introducing that to faith leaders and encouraging them to be a part of it because they tend to be one of the first places that people turn to in times of need. And then that education piece is going to be a forum that we're going to have for, it's open to the community. It is a little bit targeted at faith leaders. And it's kind of just to explain what the drug crisis is like here in Helena and explain different resources and programs that we have in our community. And then A is for action, and that is going to be a volunteer fair on March 2nd that it's open to the community. So encouraging people to come and meet with different organizations and learn about volunteer experiences that they can sign up for. And then L is love, and that's just kind of the whole mindset behind this project. It's everything that we're doing through REAL is done in love.
You've got this all down. Colleen, you've got her trained really, really well.
She's done an amazing job. Yeah, it's great. And I want to circle back to that referral piece mm-hmm. with the Connect referral system. Youth Connections developed that about 8 or 10 years ago. And it was put in place because what would happen, especially with the schools, is if a child was struggling, they'd bring the parents in and go, okay, here's the name of, you know, three therapists or whatever. And so you get a piece of paper with names and numbers and good luck, mm-hmm. see ya. And so there was a connection rate of about 13% of kids that were actually getting connected to services. And so by implementing this Connect referral system, it goes back onto the organization to contact the people. And so Connect, the connection rate is over 80%. And so it was started in Helena and it's now housed in the health department and the state is starting to use it. And there's other communities throughout the state that are using it. So it's pretty amazing. And it's such a help that for families that might be struggling and don't know where to go, and just to make sure that they get connected with those services.
Yeah, just making everything easier.
Yep.
I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a very cool deal. We're chatting with Rachel Dober and Colleen Smith. Rachel with AmeriCorps Vista, and she's helping serve Youth Connections Coalition, and that's what Colleen does. And so we're chatting with both of them this morning, and Substance abuse is such a tough thing. We actually talked yesterday with a couple of ladies from Florence Crittenden, and they've got some programs that are really targeting down on that sort of thing. There's a lot of stigma. There's a lot of shame, and that leads to, as we discussed yesterday, people hiding it, people trying to do things on their own, and that very often is it's like me trying to teach myself to play the guitar. It did not work very well.
Right.
You need help.
Right. Well, and what we find a lot of times, the reason people are using substances is to deal with something that is hard for them to deal with. So giving them coping skills. And this is where the faith community comes back in. So being able to go to your church or synagogue or your faith community and get some help, but then also equipping them so that they can help those people. But yeah, there is a stigma. We've got, we try to do community forums and things and like, oh, we just can't get enough people there. And then I heard from a parent that had a child that was suffering with a substance use disorder. And she's like, well, if we go to that, then everybody will think that my child is suffering. So it goes back to that stigma.
Yeah. And it's really, I mean, that comes back to us, right? Of making sure that this is a disease.
It
right?
is.
It's I a, mean, that's yep. what we need to frame it as.
Absolutely. It is. It's a brain disease. And it's not, you know, a moral problem or you have low willpower or anything. It definitely is a brain disease. And that was one of the things that we do in prevention is educate people about that, that you can't help. If you have that disease, you can't help what you do. So,
yeah, I mean, it makes it much, much lighter and it maybe doesn't exactly work, but try giving up coffee or
right.
soda or whatever it is. Your body, that's there's a if you can't give up soda or coffee for the week, just imagine something
right.
much more serious. I
yep.
mean, it's very
mm-hmm.
difficult. There's a forum coming up, the Real Action Forum. Mm-hmm. This is going to be when? February 28th?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yep.
And that's going to be out at Carroll College. What mm-hmm. what's that all about? Who is that for? Is that for our faith leaders?
So it's sort of geared towards faith leaders. There will be some mention of what prevention looks like in a faith community, but it is open to the public. So
okay.
anyone is welcome and invited to attend. It's going to be from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And we'll have different speakers throughout the day. Andy Duran is a speaker who's coming in out of Chicago, and he has a lot of experience in prevention. He does trainings all across the country. And then he also started his career in youth ministry. And so he has a lot of experience in how you can bring prevention into that sector as well. And then we'll have Chaplain Chris Hoy from Intermountain. He's going to be giving a presentation on building a trauma-informed faith community and what that looks like and about different trauma and resilience. And then different quick overviews of different resources in the community. We'll have a panel of some law enforcement officers talking about what the situation looks like here in Helena, and then different like programs and things that are working in our community.
So that's going on out at Carroll. It's on February 28th. It kicks off at 9 o'clock that morning. Where at Carroll is this going to be?
So it's in the campus center,
okay.
In the basement there,
okay.
All Saints Hall.
Do people need to pre-register for this?
Yep. So they can register. There's a link on our website. So at youthconnectionscoalition.org/REAL. You can either do a paper registration and mail it in, or you can register online.
Okay.
It is $20, but it includes lunch and snacks.
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. It's $20 if you register by February 20th, and then after that, it increases to $25.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break, but Rachel and Colleen are going to stick around with us because they've got more coming up down the road, and we're going to chat about that. Stick around. More Coffee Break after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Coffee Break is sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage specialist. For details, contact him at kellydewolf@reversefunding.com. Now, back to our show. Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around. And just one note for you. We were going to chat this morning with Anna Gluckert. She's the president of the Helena Snowdrifters, but schedules didn't work out this morning, so she wasn't able to come in. But I just do want to let you know what they do. They groom all the snowmobile trails here in the Helena area, and they have a few events every year. To, it promotes membership and supports the community, gets some folks involved in snowmobiling. A little bit of a light winter. But there is still snow out there in some places. They've got a couple events coming up. It's back-to-back, February 2nd and February 3rd. They've got a charity ride coming up. They've been doing that for years and years on Super Bowl Sunday. And they're raising money this year for the Elliston First Responders. All the money they get from that going to that group of people. So if you want to find out more information, check out the Helena Snowdrifters online. Check out those events because they're doing really good things in our community. And snowmobiling is just plain fun. But continuing our conversation now with Rachel Dober and Colleen Smith, they agreed to stick around a little bit and finish out the hour with us. Rachel is with AmeriCorps Vista, and she's serving with Youth Connections Coalition. And Colleen Smith, as we said at the front, she's the boss. She's the head honcho. And she was telling me, because she knows everything about everything, that they've actually got – we were talking in the first half about the event that they have coming up at Carroll College. And there's a related event coming up about e-cigarette use, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So we had talked earlier that we were bringing in Andy Duran from Chicago. So we're just going to continue to use him. He's going to be in town for about 3 days. But he'll be working with some of the middle schools and high schools to educate kids on e-cigarettes. But then we're going to have a community presentation that night on February 28th at 7 o'clock, still at Carroll College. And Andy will talk about e-cigarettes, what they are, why are they dangerous, what are the red flags of use. We've got high school and middle school principals coming in to share what they're seeing in the school, and we'll also have samples of what these devices look like, because you can't tell. I mean, they look like a marker, they look like a thumb drive. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was actually chatting with Tyler Ream, the superintendent for the public schools, and he says, you know, it used to be easy. You know, they were smoking in the bathroom. You
right.
just follow the smell, and which kid smells.
Right.
You know, you can find it. He said, now, you know, it's super hard.
Yeah.
You know, he was telling me, now you just need to find out which kid's sweating. You know, he's trying to hide something. But, yeah, so it's a very big deal. I actually had a note during the morning news. We were talking about the report on tobacco use in Montana, and Montana not getting very good grades in a couple areas there. And also, we didn't talk about e-cigarette use. It's epidemic levels, really. A 78% increase in high school e-cigarette use between 2017 and 2018. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What that translates to in real numbers, it's about 1 million more kids starting to use e-cigarettes during that year. So definitely something very important, definitely something you want to tune into. I don't want to run out of time this morning before we talk about, you have something else coming up a little bit further down the road. We'll have you back in next month to chat about that when it gets closer. But the Real Action Volunteer Fair, this is a pretty big deal. It's coming up March 2nd. Going to be at Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church. What's this one all about?
So this is going to be an opportunity for community members to come and find an organization that they're passionate about and sign up to volunteer with them. So we'll have a lot of different organizations that serve all kinds of different populations, from the environment to older populations to kids, and you can choose whatever organization you like and then just sign up to volunteer with them.
Okay. And it's free to the public to attend, right?
Yep.
Okay. And what are there going to be for the general public here? I mean, what they walk in, what do they get? Is it just tables set up, or what's going on?
So, yeah, there will be tables set up with the different organizations, and then we'll also have some on-site service projects as well that you can do right there at the fair. And so,
so what does that look like? I mean, you've got some on-site stuff going on. Do you know yet? Is that still in the works? Are you still trying to put those puzzle pieces together?
Yeah, we are. We don't have anything fully set. We've talked about doing maybe some drives of people can bring some things with them to donate. We've talked about maybe doing some tie blankets, but yeah, that's not set quite yet.
But there is a chance for organizations to get connected with you, to get connected through that as well, right? I mean, because we want to get as many nonprofits there as possible.
Yes, exactly. So organizations that are interested, they can contact me. My email is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at youthconnectionscoalition.org. There's also more information on our website as well, youthconnectionscoalition.org/real. That's definitely the best way to do that. There is a $10 cost per organization. We're hoping to get as many.
So there is a charge, but I mean, very nominal.
Yes, exactly.
Right? I mean, but a great chance to get your mission out, to get your message shared and shared with people that are there very intentionally. I mean, this is a crowd that's there because, hey, I want to serve. Where do I want to serve?
Yeah.
And exactly. So you've got a great audience there just waiting to help. They're nodding their heads. Yes, they agree. They both, Colleen and Rachel, both agree with me. So, what do organizations need to do? I mean, is the best way just email you and say this is something I want to be involved in?
Yeah, that's probably going to be the best way to do that. And I can give more information and everything with that.
Okay.
So one of the reasons why we chose this date was to try to get in front of Lent for those people that recognize that and. It used to be, give up something, and now they're mm-hmm. saying, do something. And so here's a great opportunity to show up and walk around and talk to a bunch of people and find out which one of their missions aligns with your passion and, you know, get involved and help out the community. It could be, you know, animals or kids or...
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about service, I mean, it's something that that anybody can do, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be an expert necessarily in anything in particular. You just have to have the heart and the motivation and say, you know what, I want to go help. If you want to help, there's got to be someplace out there where you can help.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So, and it's great to serve too, because it's, I mean, those that are helped out by these projects, they're so grateful. I mean, the thanks, the smiles. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like working out, right? You never regret that time that you actually went and worked out. You'll regret it if you skipped
right.
it. So this is the same idea, right? You're not going to regret volunteering a little bit of time to help out whatever the organization is.
Right. I've never heard of anybody that, like you said, volunteered that's like, dang it, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
It's usually,
I could have just stayed home and watched
right.
TV.
Right. Yeah. Smoked my e-cigarette. No. Yeah, so, and not only that, but we have so many nonprofits in Helena, and everybody's struggling financially and looking for volunteers. And if you can't give, this is a great way to help out. I mean, everybody needs a couple extra hands for something. So, and it's not like you're signing up to, you know, sign your life away. It could be an hour a week, an hour a month, or a one-time thing. It's not a huge commitment.
And there are so many nonprofits in our area. Sometimes they can get lost in the shuffle, you know,
yes.
or sometimes, you know, somebody's going to say, I didn't even know we had that here.
Right. Exactly.
You know, there's so many groups that you don't even know are out there that might fit right in line with something that you're already passionate about.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So if people want to find more about Youth Connections Coalition, because we started the show talking a little bit about them, what do they need to do? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, all of our contact information and everything is on the website, youthconnectionscoalition.org. So we have a ton of resources and anything that we have going on, we, you know, stick on there. We also have two Facebook pages. One of them is Youth Connections, and I try to put more things geared to parents on that one. And then we have Find Your Spot, which was a campaign that we did several years ago. Encouraging kids to find something that they enjoy doing, because we know if they're involved in positive things, they're not involved in negative things. So the Find Your Spot one, I try to put more kid kind of things on there, educational type stuff.
So both those on Facebook, really easy to find.
And we're on Instagram and Twitter. And
you're all over.
We are all over.
That's fantastic. We've got like 30 seconds quick, Rachel. If somebody's interested in AmeriCorps Vista, what should they do?
You can look on AmeriCorps.gov, and there's all different positions that are available, both in Vista and then also in state and national, or like Montana Conservation Corps, things like that all fall under AmeriCorps. So that'd be the best way to figure that out.
All right. You guys make it easy. That's all the time we have, though. They only give us so much time every day, and we've used it all up. Rachel Dober with AmeriCorps Vista and Colleen Smith with Youth Connections Coalition. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. You're going to have great events. You've got multiple events, and we're going to chat with you again coming up in about a month. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP and sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage funding specialist. Kelly DeWolf at reversefunding.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.